Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Mario Ritter. Today, music, photographs, and a basketball star, all brought to you from the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California. Over 50 years ago, a photographic exhibit called The Family of Man opened in New York City. It was a popular show with critics and the public. This fall, a similar exhibit opened in Los Angeles. It was organized by the Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism at the University of Southern California. Barbara Klein tells about the 21st century family of man.
In 1955, photographer Edward Steichen organized a collection of more than 500 pictures of and by people all over the world. The photographers were professionals and non-professionals alike. The collection was called The Family of Man. It was shown first at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. The show was designed to express the connections that link humans everywhere. Nick Cullen is a professor of public diplomacy at the University of Southern California. He says Steichen's exhibit brought in crowds as it traveled from country to country.
I think part of its success was that everybody could recognize something of themselves in the exhibit. And so the Family of Man show belonged to everybody.
29-year-old photographer Paul Rockauer shows his own Family of Man pictures in the new exhibit at the University of Southern California. He says it is a reimagining of the first show with a modern touch. Mr. Rockauer has traveled and studied outside the United States since he was a teenager. He always had his camera with him. He took pictures of people, places, and things around him. The exhibit presents about 70 of those images. It is divided into several parts. In the part called Children of Man, one photograph shows two little girls hugging in the sunlight on the street of an Asian town. In Family of Man, a dark-haired, light-eyed woman with a bright blue head covering looks intensely at something hidden from view. In Cities of Man, one photo shows a street light reflected in water on a stone pathway. Other parts of the exhibit include Faith of Man and Terrain of Man. Wonders of Man includes photos of the Great Wall of China and Machu Picchu in Peru. Mr. Rockauer is a graduate student of public diplomacy at the University of Southern California. He says his photographs express a common idea among all the different faces and places.
I think the theme that comes out in all of these photographs is really the unity of mankind, that we are all the same. The things that we all share, things like family, like faith, like friendship, these are things that are universal qualities that are found everywhere you go.
The 21st Century Family of Man exhibit continues at the Annenberg Gallery at USC in Los Angeles until May of next year.
Our question this week comes from a young listener in China who wants to know about professional basketball player Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant began his career in the National Basketball Association in 1996. He was chosen to join the Charlotte Hornets in the state of North Carolina. He was later traded to the Los Angeles Lakers team in California. Because of his extraordinary skills, sports critics compared Kobe Bryant to basketball great Michael Jordan. They predicted Bryant would be one of the best basketball players of all time. And they were right. Kobe Bryant has won many honors and awards, including 4 NBA championship victories. The most recent was earlier this year. He also was named Most Valuable Player in this year's NBA Finals series. Kobe Bryant was born in 1978 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. His parents named him after the famous beef of Kobe, Japan. His father is former NBA player Joe Jellybean Bryant. The older Bryant later played on basketball teams in Europe. Joe Bryant and his family moved to Italy when he played on a team there. 6-year-old Kobe learned to speak Italian and started playing basketball and soccer. In 1982, the Bryant family returned to Philadelphia. Kobe attended Lower Merion High School and quickly became one of the school's top basketball players. He led his team to state championships all 4 years he was a student there. Kobe received good grades as a student and received many financial offers from major universities. But the 17-year-old decided not to go to college, but instead play for the National Basketball Association. In his second season, he was chosen as a starter for the 1998 NBA All-Star Game. He was 19 years old, the youngest All-Star in NBA history. He has played on a total of 11 NBA All-Star teams. Kobe Bryant has achieved other successes in basketball. The superstar won a gold medal as a member of the United States men's basketball team in the 2008 Summer Olympic Games in China. Kobe Bryant has been the top scorer in many basketball games. In 2005, he scored 81 points in one game. That is the second highest in NBA history. Weezer is a 4-member band from Los Angeles. The band released its 7th studio album earlier this month. Ratitude is number 1 on Billboard magazine's chart of top 100 alternative albums and number 7 on its chart of top 200 albums. Bob Doty plays some music and tells about Weezer's unusual marketing partner.
Most music critics do not like Weezer's new album, Ratitude, as much as the public does. They say it lacks artistic depth. Many critics say Weezer has lost all connection to the alternative band it once was. They say now Weezer's sound is all pop. But a few critics argue that Weezer's pop is good pop. And they say band leader Rivers Cuomo still writes fresh and funny songs 17 years after the band started. This song, If You're Wondering If I Want You To, I Want You To, has something listeners like. It is on Billboard's list of the Hot 100 songs based on radio play.
The moon.
Recently, Weezer teamed up with the company that sells a product called the Snuggie. It is a blanket with sleeves that a person wears to stay warm. The product is heavily advertised on television. Many Americans think the product and commercials are funny. Now there is a Weezer Snuggie for sale. The band wore the blankets while performing on the David Letterman late night television show. Weezer members said they were warm in the cold studio and could still play their instruments. They performed I'm Your Daddy from Ratitude.
I thought tonight would suck like every other night. I'd party with my friends. But when I saw you grooving on the dance floor, normal came to an end. We started talking and then it was so clear to me. There's no one else like you. You got the brains, the body, and the beauty to top it off.
The Ratitude album cover is unusual. It is a prize-winning photograph that appeared in the National Geographic magazine. It shows a dog jumping up high in the living room of an average American home. The dog, Sydney, is a fan of the band. We leave you with Weezer and Love is the Answer from Ratitude.
I'm Mario Ritter. Our program was written by Luan Davis and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.